I want to speak to us on the subject, nothing good stops with me and nothing bad starts with me. It's more like a prayer, it's also a confession, a decision, and more so a determination. Nothing good stops with me, nothing bad starts with me. Can you say amen to that? I'd like you to say it after me prophetically. Nothing good stops with me.
Nothing good stops with me.
Nothing bad starts with me.
Nothing bad starts with me.
Say it again. Nothing good stops with me.
Nothing good stops with me.
And nothing bad starts with me. If you believe that prophecy for yourself, shout aloud, amen. God blesses a man generationally. The blessings of God in the life of a man is too large to be finished all through the lifespan of that man. So every time God chooses to bless a person, he altogether ties such blessings perpetually to his or her generation, to our family. Now, when God blesses you, he has in his mind generations after you that will enjoy that blessing of his. And I pause a little bit to decree over you this afternoon that whatever ends people's blessing will be far from you in the name of Jesus. Even though God blessed transgenerationally, even though the purposes of God in the life of a man does not finish with a man. However, there are some persons that have lived in such a way that the blessings God intended will last all through their lifetime and even across their generation ended with them. There are some persons that have lived in such a way that the blessings of God that was intended for not just them alone, but for their children after, and their children's children after, they have lived in such a way that such blessings are ended with them. And I pray over you again that whatever is good will not stop with you. And that whatever is bad is not going to begin with you. That you won't be the one that will start the cycle of negative records in your family. It won't be your name that it shall be recorded against, that it was in his time that this thing first started. That you won't be the one to run mad first in your family, and thereafter in every generation people will go mad. And every time they talk about it, they say it was in his time it started. A lot of persons have lived in such a way that what God intended for many, many generations after them only ended with them. And so they denied the future generation, the succeeding generation, the privilege of also enjoying such blessings. Like you to make a decision in your heart that you will live in such a way that everything good will continue after you. That everything beautiful will not stop with you. That I wouldn't be the only man able to build a house in my family, and thereafter no one else was able to do. Nothing good will stop with me. It won't be me that will marry, and after me, no one else is able to marry. They said the thing stopped with him. Let me prophetically declare over you that your life shall become a conductor for good things. That every good thing that comes in contact with you will be transferable. Hallelujah. And Abraham was such a man. Got in contact with God. Got a blessing and perpetuated the blessing. Kept the blessing, not only for himself, transferred it to Isaac. And it went on and on up until today that the Jewish nations are still enjoying the blessing that began with one man. Oh God, may the blessing of my father's house not stop with me. May the good name that my parents had, let it not stop with me. Because the devil is on the prowl of trying to end something good with you. I don't know whom this message is for, but whatever the enemy has intended to do, to give you a bad record, God is changing it today. I say, God is changing it today. I say, God is changing it today. Nothing good will stop where you are. You will enjoy it and carry it over. And there are those whom the devil will kickstart evil in their families and succeeding generations. There are people that the devil will also use to start something bad. And thereafter, the thing will remain. When you do a check of your life thoroughly, maybe something is going wrong with you. Try to ask yourself in-depth question. Has it ever happened to anybody in my family? What I am going through now, is it common in the place where I come from? What I am passing through, is it common in my family? And if you check and check and check, and you discover that it's not common there, you just know that the devil wants to start something bad with you. How come that the family where I come from, every woman gets married, but you alone remaining? And it's as if marriage chapter has closed against you. And you have checked, I have 8 sisters, all of them are married. I have 8 brothers, all of them are married. What is wrong with me? Just know that the enemy wants to start something bad with you. So that after you, your daughters will face it. Your daughters' daughters will begin to face it. And before you know, it becomes a generational thing. Today I stand as the voice of a priest on your behalf. And I declare that everything evil that the enemy wants to start in your life, in your time, I command it to stop. Mascalabado Sunday. Let it stop. Help me tell yourself, not me. No, devil, you got a wrong candidate. You can't begin it with me. I am too loaded to be the kickstarter to evil in my family. All my brothers, all of my sisters, they don't have issues with bearing children. How come that it is me? Devil, you can't start it with me. It won't be me. It won't be me. The whole of my family. My father got married, never separated from my mother. All my brothers married, never separated. How come that the enemy is fighting me so hard to start something? I say it again. Oh God, everyone here that the enemy has earmarked as a candidate to kickstart evil, I command that evil stop now. And listen to this, it is for somebody here. That evil that was started even before you were born and that has continued, now it has come to your turn. I declare that that evil will stop there. Somebody rise to your feet and say, evil, stop here. Evil, stop here. Let it stop now. You won't pass me. Yes. Others have been dying untimely. They said no person lives up to 60 years. And you are already 58 now. And then before you know it, they say he has diabetes. And then they say diabetes is sickness associated with old age. That is the devil coming in a vehicle to take you before 60. I declare over you, Whatever worked against others, because you are a candidate for long life, let the evil of your father's house stop at your foot now. I will not carry it over. No, I'm not going to carry it over. I won't carry it over. I will be the one to end the curse and start the blessing. Help me tell your neighbor, end the curse and start the blessing. Say to another person, end the curse and start the blessing. If you believe that, can you shout aloud, amen? It is ending in my time. Everything evil is ending now. I will end the curse and begin the blessing. No! You took my father, you took my mother. You conquered my uncles. Now you have landed in my house. I declare that my house is a no-go zone for you. This is where you will end and return back. So that from me, the blessing will begin. Can I say over someone here, whatever good that has never been happening before in your family for a long time, I declare prophetically over you that from you, that good will begin to happen. I say from you, it shall begin to happen. Are you shouting amen? It will happen from you. It will happen with you. It is time to break every negative record and set the records right. The record must be set right in my time. Can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? And Philip said, come and see. It has not been happening before, but come and see. That bad report has ended. I don't know whether you are the one, but I'm saying to you, that bad record has ended. Nothing good stops with me. I am not a bus stop to blessing. I am a conductor of blessing. Nothing bad starts with me. I wouldn't be the first to die in accident in my family. I won't be the first to die as a young man. They said the first young lady that was buried was you. I decree nothing bad is beginning with you. Let me say it again. And let the demons of your father's house hear it. Every evil that started long, long time ago and has continued for a long time, I stand in the place appointed by the anointing. I declare it is ending with you. Thank you, Jesus. Check it. Sometimes the devil would bring it and you begin to check. But this thing is not common in our family. This thing is not common. Where did it come from? How did it happen? And the thing has entered your blood and waiting to be transferred to your children, waiting to be transferred to the next generation. God, today, you never come late. No matter where the thing has entered in your life, no matter how far it has gone, no matter the headquarters it has built in your life, today, the hand of God is blocking it off. For whatever my heavenly Father has not planted, it shall be rooted up. Once it never used to be heard. Once it was never known that good things can happen here, but you are a candidate for blessing. Examples of those that something good ended with them. You shall not be that example. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 27. And there came a man of God unto Eli and said unto him, thus saith the Lord, did I plainly appear unto the house of thy father when they were in Egypt in Pharaoh's house? And did I choose him out of all the tribes of Israel to be my priest, to offer upon my altar, to burn incense, to wear an ephod before me? And did I give unto thee, unto the house of thy father, all the offerings made by fire of the children of Israel? Wherefore, kick ye at my sacrifice and at my offering. which I have commanded in my habitation, and honorest thy sons above me, to make yourselves fat with the chiefest of all the offerings of Israel, my people. Wherefore the Lord God of Israel said, I said indeed that thy house and the house of thy father shall walk before me forever. But now the Lord said, be it far from me, for them that honor me I will honor, and they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. Behold, the days come that I will cut off thine ham and the ham of thy father's house, that there shall not be an old man in thy house. And thou shalt see an enemy in my habitation, in all the world which God shall give Israel, and there shall not be an old man in thy house forever. Somebody say, God forbid.
God forbid.
And the man of thine, whom I shall not cut off from my altar, shall be to consume thy eyes and to grieve thy heart. And all the increase of thy house shall die in the flower of their age. And this shall be a sign unto thee that shall come upon thy two sons, on Ophni and Phinehas. In one day they shall die, both of them. And I will raise me up a faithful priest that shall do according to that which is in my heart and in my mind. And I will build him a sure house, and he shall walk before my anointed forever. 36. And it shall come to pass that everyone that is left in thine house shall come and crouch to him for a piece of silver and a morsel of bread, and shall say, put me, I pray thee, into one of the priest's offices, that I may eat a piece of bread. Something good ended with Eli. Something precious. It started with Aaron, and it continued until it got to Eli. And God intended that it was going to continue like that. But just one mistake, and God said, I will cut off everything in your house. What you used to give others, you will be begging. Where you used to employ people, others will have to employ you. And he said, none shall be owed in your father's house. What a blessing that ended in a man's time. Will you be that person that will live in such a way that God will say, from now, I look another direction? Won't you make up your mind and said, I will live in such a way that the good things that have been in place, I won't lose it in my time. Praise God. And Solomon in 1 Kings chapter 11 did evil in the sight of the Lord, and went not fully after the Lord as did David his father. Then did Solomon build an high place for Chemosh, the abomination of Moab, in the hill that is before Jerusalem, and for Molech, the abomination of the children of Ammon. Likewise did he for all his strange wives, which burnt incense and sacrificed unto their gods. And the Lord was angry with Solomon, because his heart was turned from the Lord God of Israel, which had appeared unto him twice. What David escaped the spear of Saul for, what David almost lost his life for, David fought all through the days of his life to become the king and to keep the kingdom. For the kingdom's sake, David had to go and kill Philistines and brought their skin to Saul. For the sake of the kingdom, David had to live in caves. David had to live on the mountains and kept the kingdom. Handed it to Solomon without a fight. Solomon didn't need to fast. Solomon didn't need to struggle. It was handed over to him in trust, in confidence, that Solomon will hand it over to others. But this is what God says. Solomon, your father didn't fail. Your father never had what you have. But he kept the throne. But Solomon, in your time, you have done what will make me take it away from you. I pray for you again that the Lord will help you. That you won't take a step into that place that will kickstart a problem for your family. What is it that the Lord gave that is about to end in your time because of your carelessness? What good name that the Lord gave to your family that you are about to rob on the mud? I'd like you to check yourself and make up your mind that I will live in such a way that when my children will come, they will walk tall wherever they are. Nothing good will end in my time. Another man was Saul. 1 Samuel chapter 13, verse 10 to 14. And it came to pass that as soon as he had made an end of offering the burnt offering, behold, Samuel came and Saul went out to meet him, that he might salute him. And Samuel said, "What hast thou done?" And Saul said, "Because I saw that the people were scattered from me, and that thou camest not within the days appointed, and that the Philistines gathered themselves together at Michmash. Therefore said I, Philistines will come down now upon me to Giga, and I have not made supplication unto the Lord. I forced myself and offered a burnt offering." 13. And Samuel said to Saul, "Thou hast done foolishly. Thou hast not kept the commandment of the Lord thy God, which he commanded thee. For now will the Lord have established thy kingdom upon Israel forever." 14. "But now thy kingdom shall not continue. The Lord has sought him a man after his own heart, and the Lord had commanded him to be captain over his people, because thou hast not kept that which the Lord commanded thee." What a loss. He said, God intended that you will have it forever. But now he has immediately checked for another person. Saul, you have done foolishly. Can I ask you, what are the foolish things that you are doing? You know it. Pastor may not be there. You know it. What are the foolish things you are doing? That if you don't stop, it may put you in problems. Will you stop doing it? Will you stop those foolish things now that it has not become a problem? Will you make up your mind and say, I am stopping them henceforth? Because you may just lose out completely. And you won't be the worst loser. It will be your children and generation after you. What foolish thing are you doing as a married man? What foolish thing are you doing that without your wife's knowledge, you are keeping a mistress outside? You are saying, I'm careful. You may end up starting polygamy. Your father never married two wives. But it will start with you. You've got to end that foolish action you are taking. Some will say you have done foolishly. One foolish action can land you in a trouble that you never believe. Will you stop it? Will you stop enjoying it? Because no one is seeing it. Foolishness will land you and your children in a place that you never believe. What foolish action are you taking as a woman? What foolish decision are you taking and you are feeling I'm okay with it? Now that you are beginning to move from place to place, will you stop before you get to the place where they will say it is too late to turn back? Will you stop now before you get to a place and they give you an instruction and say, that room, don't allow anybody to enter. And you begin to have a room that no one else can enter in your house. Your father never had one. Now you have one. Will you stop it now? Someone said, you have done foolishly. You should have waited. He said, but the people were scattered from me. Hallelujah. And God said, because you have done this, I intended to keep it for you forever. But I have sought for myself another man that would do it. With God, nobody is irreplaceable. It is only God that cannot be replaced. But God can replace anyone. And you see, when God wants to find a replacement, he will find somebody that is too small compared to who you are and will heap the person with glory. May I not see another man stay in the position that I ought to stay? Will you stop it now? May you stop before it becomes too late. Will you stop? You have aborted four times successfully and you are still looking young and nobody knows what is going. Won't you stop before you die on the fifth attempt? Won't you stop before your womb is taken away completely? Won't you stop? You say, I'm still young and I'm still enjoying myself. Saul, you have done foolishly. You have done foolishly. You shouldn't have done it. Hear me and hear me well. The mistake you escape the consequences does not mean you will always escape it every time. Stop it and make a U-turn. Hallelujah. I am married, but my wife is giving me so much trouble. Maybe I will just marry a second wife. Your father never did. He stayed with your mother for all the years and raised you. Ask your father, he wouldn't tell you that your mother was the best of women. But he stayed on. And today, you are looking to change. Will you want to kickstart what was never there? I pray over you. Every negative record that wasn't there, may it not start in your time. Say amen, somebody. Jeroboam was another person. The same man that God took the throne from Solomon and gave, that same man, God met him and said, Solomon's own was even good, but your own, I will make sure that I kill every male in your family. And anybody that dies in your family, beasts or birds will lick up their blood. And there shall be no one that will even smell the throne. And there are some people that something bad started with them. These ones I mentioned, something good ended with them. These two, and many others, I've just mentioned two. Something bad started with them. Genesis chapter 49, verse 1 to 4. Reuben. Something bad started with them. Oh, God. And Jacob called unto his sons and said, gather yourselves together. That I may tell you that which shall befall you in the last days. Gather yourself together, and hear ye sons of Jacob, and hearken unto Israel your father. Reuben, thou art my firstborn, my might and the beginning of my strength, the excellency of dignity and the excellency of power. Unstable as water, thou shalt not excel, because thou wentest up to thy father's bed, then defiledest thou it. He went up to my couch. What a capital to start life with. Reuben have lived with the father, the first son. Naturally, he should inherit the blessing of the father. But many, many years ago, Reuben took a decision that will hamper his tomorrow. Those of you that are already eating your future, I wonder when you enter the future what you will eat. When you eat your future today, you will starve in the future. You can't afford to enter your future on a deficit. What are you saying? I need to enjoy all I need to enjoy now. When you finish all your enjoyment as a single girl, what is left for you when you become married? Reuben, you shall not excel. That was the capital for Reuben to start. Bad things started with him. And the tribe of Reuben suffered it for many years until Moses stood out for them. May you not start what is able in your time. Another man is Gehazi. 2 Kings chapter 5 verse 25 to 27. But he went in and stood before his master. And Elisha said unto him, whence comest thou, Gehazi? And he said, thy servant went no whither. And he said unto him, went not my heart with thee, when the man turned again from his chariot to meet thee? Is it a time to receive money and to receive garments, and olive yards, and vineyards, and sheep, and oxen, and men servants, and maid servants? The leprosy therefore of Naaman shall cleave unto thee, and unto thy seed forever. And he went out from his presence a leper, as white as snow. What a capital to start. After many years of service, he ended up earning leprosy for himself. If it stopped with him, it would have been better. But I say, it will cleave to you and your seed forever. It will cleave to you and to your seed forever. And he went out of his presence, leprous, as white as snow. His unborn children were already roped into the trouble that their father caused. Will you be that father that will cause problem for your children? Will you be that mother that will cause problem for your children? Or will you rather be that one that the Bible say, by you shall all the nations of the earth be blessed? Some of us, there are some actions we need to retrace our steps from. No, forget about that hide and seek game. It will land you in trouble. Some of us, there are troubles we're already managing that nobody knows. You're already managing it. You're already managing it. You know how you went into it. I'd like you to ask the Lord to help you today. Ask the Lord to help you. Because there is a pit that the enemy has opened to swallow you up. I'd like you to ask the Lord to help you today. I will not take a foolish decision. The next step that would have landed me in trouble, I'm not going to take it. That next step that would have landed you in trouble, you won't take it. You won't take it. Lord, you will hold my feet. You will hold my hand. One word that I would have said and it will land me in trouble, Lord, I'm not going to say it. Thank you, Jesus. Lift up your right hand. I pray for all of you today. I'd like you to say amen loudly as I make this declaration, boldly. Pray for all of you today. Everyone here whose records from your lineage is bad. From one generation to the other, it has been bad. And that record is coming closer and closer to you. I declare by the anointing and the covenant of God, as it gets to you, the record is changing in the name of Jesus. The record of barrenness is changing in the name of Jesus. The record of sickness is changing in the name of Jesus. The record of poverty is standing in the name of Jesus. The record of stagnation is ending in the name of Jesus. The record of delayed marriage is ending in the name of Jesus. I said it's ending. It's ending. Your negative record, whatever has sponsored you, you negative record, no matter how old you have been, you negative record, by the covenant of God, I command you, change, 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 change. The same way Jacob was changed to Israel, on this Bethel today, I command a supernatural change. Your spiritual DNA that allowed for that evil to continue, that spiritual DNA that permitted that to come, today is changing in the name of Jesus. It's changing in the name of Jesus. I declare again over you, whatever good that was about to stop, I take it right. Continue. 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 In the name of Jesus. Stand on this altar today and I declare it over your life. Let the curse stop and let the blessing start. I mean, beginning from you, let the curse stop and let the blessing start. Masata Baba, let the curse stop. Let the blessing start. Wherever you are right now, let the curse stop and let the blessing begin. Curse stop, blessing begin. In the name of Jesus. In the name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Listen to this. What used to take 1 year, I declare by the power of God, let it take 1 month to happen. What used to take a year for you to achieve it, by the anointing available under this glory cloud, I declare, let it take 1 month. Are you receiving it? Receive it. Receive it in the name of Jesus. I declare a new record for you. A new record for you. There's what people call normal. Today, I declare a new normal. When Jesus entered the synagogue, he preached the way others used to preach. But when he ended, they say that we have never heard it in this form before. That was a new normal. I decree today, the old normal has been removed. I said the old normal has been removed. When you appear again, it shall be a new normal. Can you receive it with seven loud amen? Number one. Number two. Number three. Four. Five. Six. And a victorious seven.
Grace has found me just as I am. Empty hand above love in the hands. We're singing.